today we're doing Daf Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph, we're at the very, very end of Daf Lamed Beis, last line on the page, Tanya. We were just learning about how when you honor God, when you honor your parents, it's like you honor God, because there are three partners in making man. Tanya, the Braisa tells us, fellows, Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, Galoivi Yadua Levnei Misha Amar Vahaya Olam. It is revealed and known to the one who said, let the world come into being. Meaning, who's that one? God. Sheben mechabed et imo yoter me'aviv, that a son tends to honor his mother more than his father, mipnei shemishadalto bedvarim, because she always says nice things to him and makes him feel good about himself. Mothers tend to be more encouraging. I didn't say all mothers. I said mothers tend to be more encouraging, and therefore he's mechabed. Now there's a difference between kibud and mora. Mora we often translate as fear. It doesn't mean fear. It means more like this awe and respect, reverence. Whereas kibbutz is like more of a love and a warmth. So there tends to be more of a warmth with the mother. And therefore, l'ficha chikti makadosh baruch hu kibbutz av l'kibbutz eim. And therefore, when Hashem gave the mitzvah of kibbutz, he mentioned the father first, to let you know that you not only have to be mechabed a mother who you'll naturally have kavod for, you also have to have that warm feeling toward a father. So Hashem mentions the father first. On the flip side, v'galoiv yadulav v'nimisha amar v'ayah olam, Hashem also knows, shaben misyare me'aviv yoser me'imo, that a son will have more reverence for a father than he does for a mother, mipnei shemelamdo Torah, because the father teaches him Torah. So he views his father in a very direct way as the person who's his link to Har Sinai. So that causes a great level of reverence. Lefichach hiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu mora ha'em l'mora ha'av. And that's why Hashem puts mora ha'em before mora ha'av in the Torah, to let you know that you have to be extremely reverential of your mother as well. Tani Tana kamed Rav Nachman. The Tana taught in front of Rav Nachman. Bizman sha'ada, or they taught over a Tanaic teaching in front of Rav Nachman. Bizman sha'ada mitza'er es aviv es imo. When a person causes grief to his parents. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Yafa asisi shalot darti b'nehem. I did a good thing by deciding not to dwell amongst these people. She'ilmali darti b'neihem. Because had I dwelled amongst them, tzi aruni, they would cause me all sorts of grief. What does it mean? Hashem decided not to dwell amongst us? Since when? Isn't Hashem here and there and everywhere? So what does it mean? He took away the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem took away the place of Hashra'as HaShechina, the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, and they deserve it. Every time he sees that someone doesn't treat their parents properly, he says, and that's why they don't have the Beis HaMikdash. They don't know how to treat their mother, father, and God, because it's all one team. Rabbi Yitzchak, kala over avera b'sei said, anyone who does an avera secretly, ki'ilu dochek ragle Shechina, it's as if he's trying to push away the legs of the Shechina. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ko Amar Hashem, so says God, Hashamayim kis'i, the heaven is my throne, va'aretz hadom raglai, and the earth is my footstool. It's like, what do you call it, the ottoman? You know where people, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
so that's where I rest my feet. So when one ignores God's existence in this world by doing averos in secret as if God's not going to see him, so he's like pushing away God's feet, because this is where God's feet reside. Rabbi Shoban Levi. Rabbi Shoban Levi teaches us, Asur la adam sholech sheyahalech arba amos bekoma zukufa. It's forbidden for a person to walk even four amos with a completely upright stature, with a proud, carrying himself too proudly, too arrogantly. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Melo kala aretz kvodo, that the whole earth has to be filled with kvodo. What's kvodo? Hashem's honor. There's no room for our own honor, for our own kavod. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua lo masvi arba amos begilei resh. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua wouldn't even walk four amos with his head uncovered. This, I believe, is the third Gemara we already had this semester, just about head coverings, about yarmulkes and whatever. So four amos he wouldn't walk with his head uncovered. Omar, and he explained, Shechina lamala miroshi, that the Shechina is above my head. How could I walk four amos with my head uncovered? So you've heard of a lot of these Gemaras. So main point number one, I guess, will be that that Hashem the Torah mentions kavod of a father first and mora of a mother first, because that's less intuitive. Okay? Further. Shal ben almana achas esher bilezer. A certain son of an almana, son of a widow, which means a kid who didn't have a father, asked Rabbi Eliezer, "I have a halachic shaili," he said. "Abba omer hashkeni mayim. What if my father says, get me water to drink? V'ima omer es hashkeni mayim. And my mother says, get me water to drink. Eza mayim kodem. Who should I take care of first?" Now this is very interesting that this ben almana would ask this question, because one thing we know for sure, for him it's not lemaisa. He doesn't have a father, so for him it's not lemaisa. So Amalei, hanach kvod imcha v'asei kvod avicha. So he said to him, leave aside your mother's honor and instead do your father's honor. Why? Sha'ata v'imcha chayavim b'kvod avicha. Because both you and your mother are obligated to honor your father. Meaning, honor over here, meaning acts of service. That mother serves the father his dinner and whatever else, and gets him a glass of water. So since that's something that mother is obligated to do for father, so you should prioritize your father over your mother if it's a conflict. Balif ne Rabbi Yeshua. Then the same guy came to ask Rabbi Yeshua. Amar lo, So he said to him Rabbi Shur responded to him exactly the way Rabbi Eliezer responded. Amar lo kach means Rabbi Shur responded to him exactly how Rabbi Eliezer responded. That's what Rashi says on the first skinny line. Amar lo kach, Rabbi Yeshua heishav lo kederech sheishav lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shur said exactly what Rabbi Eliezer said. Sometimes people aren't sure if they got the right psak, so they want to try another rabbi. So they tried another rabbi, same psak. So Amar lo, so now the guy said, Rebbe, nisgarsha mahu. What if my parents are divorced? Then who do I get for first? Because then my mother's not obligated in honoring my father anymore. Amar lo, he said to him, mi bein risei einecha nikar shaben almana ata. I could tell from your eyelashes that you are the son of an almana, that you don't have a father. That's an expression. He doesn't really mean he could tell from his eyelashes. It means, it seems that you've cried a lot, that you've had a lot of sorrows in your life, that you've lost your father, so the eyelashes where you can see the crying, that the expression is that the eyelashes fall out from all the tears. So he said, I could see from your eyelashes that you're a ben almana, and therefore I know that what you're asking is not lemaisa. You're just asking for curiosity, but you're not really asking a shaila. So hatela and so I'll therefore answer you in a way that maybe isn't so isn't so directly on point. What? Yeah. So okay, I'll do it after. So hatela and mayim b'safal v'kakel and kitarnagolim. Put water in a trough and let them both come and drink from it. I mean, instead of getting a glass of water for each of them, yeah, that's right. So he answered, Rashi says, he answered him b'derech melitza in like this ridiculous way, because he knew it wasn't really a shayla lemaisa anyway. So it says, Darish ula rabba apischa de bein nasiya. Ula rabba darshined by the doorway of the Beis Hanasi. What does the pasuk mean when it says that all the kings of the earth are going to praise Hashem and thank Hashem because they heard the sayings of His mouth? It doesn't say that they heard the saying of His mouth. The sayings, plural, of His mouth. What does it mean? What exactly did they hear or will they hear that will cause all the non-Jewish kings to praise God? Shamar Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Kodesh Baruch Hu started the Aseres Nedibros with Anochi v'lo yilchas. What's that about? I am God. You should have no other gods. So all the other nations heard this. Amru Umas Olam. So all the Umas Olam said Lekvod Atzmahu Doresh. So amazing that everything God commands is about honoring God. It's all about His own honor. Kivan Shamar Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha. But once he got to that fifth commandment, and he got to Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha, honor your parents, Chazru Vahodu L'mamoros Rishonos. Then they saw the ethics of the whole system, and then they said, you know what? Anochi V'lo Yelcha is also ethical, because if he's not only in it for himself, then you see that he's giving a system of ethics that's critical for everybody. Rava Amar Mehacha. Rava says the same idea can be derived from the following pasuk. Rosh Devarcha Emes, end quote. The first of your words is Emes. So what? Rosh Devarcha Velo Sof Devarcha? Are God's first words Emes and not His last words? Ella, no, what it means is, rather what it means, Misov Tvarcha, Nikr Sharosh Tvarcha Emes. From his last words, we can tell that his first words are Emes. What does it mean from his last words, we can tell his first words are Emes? From the fact that he says, Kabeinu Zavicha Vesimecha, we can see that Anochi and Lo Yilcha are Hashem's commandment, are just commandments as well. The main point number two I would say is, when father and mother ask for something, father takes precedence over mother unless they're divorced, where they're even. So father and mother both ask for something, father takes precedence over mother unless they're divorced, in which case they're even. And main point number three will be, even the Goyim were able to appreciate the ethics of Torah once they saw Kibra Ve'eim, that Hashem wasn't interested in his own honor. Once they saw Hashem wasn't interested in his own honor through the mitzvah of Kibra Ve'eim. Now, Bo'imine Merav Ula, they asked Rav Ula, Ad Heichon Kibra Ve'eim, to what extent does one have to go to honor his parents? How far does it go? Amar Lahem, so he said to them, Tzu'uru ma'asa ovit k'chav me'echad ba'ashkelon. You should go and take a look at what a certain non-Jew did in Ashkelon. V'dama ben Nesina Shemon. This non-Jew's name is Dama ben Nesina. That's this, so you've heard this Gemara. Ha'machas b'kshucha, it's amazing that the paradigm of Kibra Ve'im in both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh is a guy. It tells you something about that it's just a basic ethical mitzvah that all of humanity is obligated in. In Torah Shebichsav, who's the paradigm of Kibra Ve'im? Who's the one who had greatest Kibra Ve'im? Esav. And in Torah Shebalpeh, it's Dama ben Nesina. So what happened with Dama ben Nesina? Ha'machas b'kshucha chacham prakmatia b'shishim ribelschar. One time the chacham were looking to do business with him where he could have made 600,000 monies, whatever it was, whatever the currency was. V'yimavtech munach tachas miroshosav shalaviv. But the keys to the vault, or the keys to wherever he was keeping his goods, were hidden underneath his father's head as his father was sleeping. V'lo tziaro. And he didn't want to disturb his father's sleep, even though he was going to lose out on so much money. Amr Avidam Shmuel, Shalus Rabbi Eliezer, they asked Rabbi Eliezer, Ad Heichon Kibra Ve'im, to what extent does Kibra Ve'im go? Amr Lehem, he said, Su'uru ma'asa ovid k'chav me'echad la'aviv ba'ashkelon, v'dama ben Nesina Shemo. Check out what Dama ben Nesina, this non-Jew, did in Ashkelon. Bikshu mimenu chachamim avanim le'efod. The chachamim looked for stones for the ephod. What's the ephod? The apron of the Kohen Gadol, b'shishim riba schar, and again it was for 600,000 monies. V'rav Kana amr b'shmonim riba, that was 800,000, it was even more. V'yimavtech munach tachas roshos of shalaviv, and the key was under his father's head. V'lo tziaro, and he didn't bother his father. L'shana acheres, the following year, nosna kosh baruch hu scharo, Hashem paid him back. Shenoldo para aduma be'edro, that a para aduma was born into his flock. Nichne, and there, the para aduma is a very rare thing, obviously. So nichnesu chachmei Yisrael etzlo, the chachmei Yisrael came to him, amr lehem, and he said to them, ani yodea b'chem shem ani mevakesh michem kol mamun shebaolam atem nosnim li. I know that if I were to ask any price, name my price, you'll give it to me for my para aduma, because you can't buy a para aduma anywhere else. I got the only one. It's one of a kind. It's priceless. Ela ein ani mevakesh michem ela osa mamun shev sadati b'shvil kvod abba. But all I'm going to ask from you is the money that I lost because of the kavod, because I was honoring my father. Va'am Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina comments, Uma mi she'enu mitzuva v'yoseh kach. If someone who is not commanded in Kibra Ve'im goes so far to honor his father, mitzuva v'yoseh alachas kama v'kama. Someone who is commanded all the more so should go even further, or should get even more schar. Now look at the schar. You got a para aduma. Imagine the schar for us who are commanded in this mitzvah. Dam Rabbi Chanina, Gadol mitzuva v'yoseh, mimi she'enu mitzuva v'yoseh. That greater is one who's commanded than one who's not commanded and does the mitzvah anyway. And on to that extent, on that note, Amar Rav Yosef commented, Rav Yosef, who was blind, commented, Meresh hava amina. In the beginning, I used to think, man da hava amar li halacha k'Reb Yehuda, da amar suma pater min ha-mitzvos. If anyone would tell me, whoever would tell me that the halacha follows Reb Yehuda, that a suma is pater from mitzvos, that a blind man is pater from mitzvos, I used to think, Avidna Yomatava L'Rabbanan, I would make a party for the rabbis. Tahalo mifkidna, because I'm not commanded. V'ha'avidna, but look at me, I'm Rav Yosef, I'm doing all the mitzvos. Hashta dishamisa lahadam Rabbi Chanina. But now that I know what Rabbi Chanina says, that gadol mitzuvev yoseh yosem misha enu mitzuvev yoseh, that it's better to be commanded than not to be commanded, that the reward for being commanded and doing it is even greater than not being commanded. Adraba! I say just the opposite. Manda amar li de'ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Anyone who tells me that halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, avinda yamatov the rabbanon, I'll make a party for the rabbis. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, amar, he said, pamachas hayilvush sirkon shel zahav. One time, this Dama ben Asina, this guy was wearing a golden sirkon, which is some type of garment. Vayoshev ben Gedoli Romi, he was sitting amongst the noblemen of Rome. Ubasa Imo and his crazy mother came. Vikaraso mimenu and tore it off of him. Vitavchalo al rosho and slapped him on the head. Vyarkalo befanav and spit in his face. Talk about an embarrassing mother. You think it's embarrassing when your mother gives you a hug or a kiss in front of your friends? Here his mother, he was sitting amongst these important politicians, and this is what his mother did. Velo hichlima, and yet he did not embarrass her, berate her, say anything negative to her. So that was the greatness of this Dama ben Asina. So the last main point over here is stories about how a guy, Dama ben Asina, would not wake up his father for a lot of money, nor embarrass his mother despite what she did to him. Stories of how a guy, Dama ben Asina, who's not commanded, would not wake up his father even for a lot of money, nor embarrass his mother even when she did something very embarrassing to him.
This guy be with the guys
Period.